Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia's unprovoked war against Ukraine worsens, even as Russia announced a ceasefire starting Monday morning and the opening of humanitarian corridors in several areas. Its armed forces continued to bomb Ukrainian cities, with rockets hitting residential buildings. Two other ceasefire agreements in recent days were broken when Russian forces lobbed bombs on the fleeing civilians.
We will not forgive the shooting of unarmed people, the destruction of our infrastructure. We will not forgive hundreds and hundreds of victims, thousands and thousands of sufferings. Instead of forgiveness, there will be a day of judgment.
President Zelensky, translated by Sky News. A long line of huge semi-rigs, recreational vehicles, and cars are circling Washington, D.C. this morning, pledging a week of traffic disruptions around the U.S. Capitol, demanding an end to all coronavirus pandemic-related restrictions by the Biden administration. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Authorities apprehended an armed suspect after at least two intruders gained access to Joint Base Andrews on Sunday night, soon after Vice President Kamala Harris and the second gentleman left the base on Marine 2. The breach appeared to be one of the most serious such incidents at the Maryland base in recent years. The second suspect is still at large. An investigation into Give, Send, Go's hack is moving forward.
Heather Wilson and Jacob Wells, two of the founders of the crowdfunding company Give, Send, Go, said there will be an investigation into the hack that occurred in February of the company's website that targeted the Canadian Trucker Freedom Convoy's 2022 fundraiser. The two telling the Epoch Times they have forensic teams figuring out how in the world this could happen. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For more information, please visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Credit cards issued by Russian banks using the Visa and MasterCard payment system will stop functioning in Russia after March 9th. Russia's central bank said on Sunday their lenders would look to use China's UnionPay system instead. Russian-issued MasterCard and Visa cards would be accepted within Russia until they expire. Anastasia Lapetina is a reporter from Kyiv Independent. She tells CNN the terrorism on the Ukrainian people by Russian forces will not have Vladimir Putin's desired effect.
I honestly don't see the impact that I think Russia is going for, because of course they're doing this to spread mass panic. But what we instead have is more and more Ukrainians incredibly angry and feeling anger of a large scale, which pushes them to resist Russia even more. So I think their plans are failing. And of course it's a tragedy to see what's happening. It's a tragedy to see green corridors and humanitarian efforts fail again and again because of Russian shelling, Russian bombardment. But I don't think that they will win, and frankly, I don't see anyone who thinks that they will win, and the Ukrainian people will never have the mass panic that they're going for, and they will never give up.
With up to 4 inches of snow expected through early Monday, Chicago area drivers are urged to use caution ahead of what could possibly be a messy Monday morning commute. According to the National Weather Service, accumulated snowfall will deliver an inch of snow per hour falling overnight. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and Thomas Lutz, Dr. Thomas Lutz, joins us. We're going to be talking about equipping Christians for kingdom purposes in their work. And it's what happens in their work, what happens in our work should permeate every aspect of our lives. Because as we pray in the Lord's Prayer, that it's God's kingdom to come and God's will be done. You know, so what exception to that part of the prayer do you hold to? It has to invade every aspect of our very being if we are truly going to be disciples of Jesus Christ. Dr. Lutz, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Bill, thanks for having me, and you couldn't have stated it any better.
Well, my heart is with you on this, because like you, I think we're contemporaries. We've lived enough decades of life to measure the empirical evidence. And at the end of the day, as the word says, fear of God is the beginning of all wisdom. And it's wisdom that helps us navigate, especially a chaotic world like the world we live in today, right?
Oh, you're not kidding about that. And a lot of people just don't know how to translate their faith into action in that world.
And I guess that's the reason for your book, right?
Yeah, so we wrote it. I think what's a driving force for me has been I was a pastor many years ago, mm-hmm. and then had opportunity, and I think God's called to transition into a marketplace role. And for several years, I struggled with whether or not I'd let God down. That somehow maybe, you know, the pastor role was more important to God than the business role.
Right.
But obviously, it turned out God's call for me was in the marketplace, and the impact I've had as a result is much more significant than had I, been locked down only within the walls of the church.
Mm.
And what I've seen over the years is that when I was in seminary, I also teach in a seminary, and other people I've seen come out of seminary are really trained to disciple people for what they do at church, mm-hmm. which is, of course, a very important role. But pastors don't really know how to teach us how to be Christians in the marketplace.
You see, the thing that bothers me about how you characterize that, and it's not you, it's just the system, and you're exactly right, is you sit there and you say, well, what about God?
What has God designed? You know, and one of the things that's been really rattling my consciousness here recently, Dr. Lutz, is the name of Jehovah as Jehovah Makedesh, the God who sanctifies. When you do a deep down study of his sanctification, that process, it is with a plan, a purpose that's exact, just like he talked to Moses and said, hey, look at, I want you to build the tabernacle. He didn't say, hey, make me some kind of tent-like thing. Here's all the specifics, all the design, exactly how it was going to be. You know, yes, from the rods that were going to be in brass, the rods that were going to be covered with gold, the curtains, the design of the curtain, everything down to its last aspect of detail. And so when God, as God does, sanctifies us all, it's with a purpose. Along the way, yes, you know, as I tell my kids, experience defines preference. But we need to understand, okay, what is that? Who is the king of the preference? Is it God or is it my own individual preference? And this is something that God's been dealing with me on, is I'm trying to let go of that aspect and first acknowledging that he is the one that sanctifies. Okay, you've set us apart. So for what purpose? It's kind of like right now. I think that this country is in an identity crisis because it's been sanctified, but it's failed to realize and acknowledge what it's been sanctified for. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it absolutely does. You know, I go back to, my part of the book, we talked about this idea of discipling people as image bearers. Mm-hmm. And image bearers were called, you know, when God put us in the garden, when Adam and Eve were created, they were given three specific instructions. One was, this place is empty. I need you to create abundance. Number two, this place is filled with infinite potential. An infinite God has created this world with infinite potential, and he's called the image bearers to extract that potential, to cultivate that potential for the flourishing of the world. And then number three, and this is always an interesting thought, it's incomplete and dangerous. Therefore, you've got to subdue it. You've got to bring the power of wind and the power of electricity and the power of water, again, for that ultimate purpose of creating flourishing. And we look at our ultimate goal, when we get to what we call the new heaven and the new earth, where the city, the new Jerusalem, is there. Everybody's work will continue to be done, but there will not be anything which we currently call ministry. You won't have remedial drug counseling or crisis marital counseling or soup kitchens because the world will be at a point where the image bearers are, in fact, causing that flourishing.
Exactly. Why would God tell us to do something if all the resources, including ours, were not capable of accomplishing that?
Precisely. I mean, that's what we were created to do. You know, God, I think there's a sense that God kind of created the world as a temporary holding place, a bus stop on the way to eternity, as opposed to what he wants is this beautiful, flourishing world full of purposeful, meaningful work where we contribute to the care of our brothers.
Right. You see, and this antithetical push from the evil one builds up our spiritual muscles, our physical, mental muscles in such a way to where we can be most effective. Because along the way of the journey, Dr. Lutz, we realize that God is a promise keeper. He's true to his word. And though I saw myself as lacking, God demonstrated to me that he knows the end from the beginning and that the very plan that he had predicted for me, in fact, is realized.
Yeah, precisely. You mentioned the tabernacle, and there's a man by the name of Bezalel who we're told in the scriptures was given the wisdom to execute God's call, which was to build a beautiful interior design. I mean, Bezalel, if you think about it, that's what he was. He was an interior designer, a contractor. But he was building something that God wanted because it was beautiful and it enhanced his relationship to his creation.
And what would have happened if Bezalel said, hey, God, I got a better idea?
What if Bezalel had said, well, sorry, Jesus, I don't have time. I got to go out and preach the gospel.
Yeah,
not that preaching the gospel is all insignificant. It's vitally important. But you have to think in terms of mosaic.
Mm-hmm.
One of the questions I ask a lot when I teach a workshop on this topic is, what would happen if nobody took out the trash?
Mm, yes.
Profound question in the sense that, well, we'd all be dead.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no amount of preaching the gospel that can go forward if somebody doesn't execute on their call to clean up the trash.
We're going to let people ponder that simple thought and idea, but very profound when you think about it, in terms of who's taking out the trash. Dr. Thomas Lutz continues with us after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com. You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Well, Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We are fresh and independent Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Dr. Thomas Lutz continues with us. He served as a teaching elder in the PCA denomination before entering the business world, where he brings decades of entrepreneurial experience to his work coaching marketplace leaders as a Kanvine CEO roundtable chair and through his consulting company, Vision Planners. This idea in making this transition, I imagine a bit conflicting for you, as you admitted. I mean, here you are, you're a pastor of a church, you believe this is your calling, and God has another chapter for you, and you take a step, and you're going, you're probably going, Lord, are you with me, or am I just doing this on my own, right?
Yes. No, and a lot of people struggle through that. You know, because there is a, I guess it's a subliminal message that somehow the stuff that happens on nights and weekends at church is more important than what happens in, my 9-to-5 occupation. Right. I was just kind of giggling a little bit when I heard your sponsor, Wall of Fire. Mm-hmm. Just again, think about if that industry didn't exist, if there was no way for me to have efficient, smoke-free fire in my home, my life is less flourishing. Right. And God cares about that.
Well, without a doubt, and we're living right now, even with the threat of an EMP attack. What would happen if our electronic grid was disrupted? I mean, you're already seeing what's happening in Ukraine and in other areas where this has taken place. And there are evil people out there who understand that we are so connected to the electrical grid that any disruption, they predict that within a year, if this was to happen in the United States, it would all but devastate our country.
Well, I mean, you know, you laugh, but if those kinds of roles were not fulfilled by image bearers,
yes,
we'd be living in caves, eating off of fires in the on the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the vision God has for His world. He has this a vision of it where each image bearer finds their calling and executes on their calling, with the net result that the world is in a more flourishing situation than it would be otherwise.
The idea, Dr. Lutz, of being an image bearer is deeper than the work we do. It is what motivates that work, is it not?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. I do the work I do. The CEOs that I advise and coach do the work that they do. An example, one of them is a company that does installation and maintenance of beverage equipment in convenience stores. And we always talk to them and their team about what would happen, in Atlanta, 2+ million people every morning stop at, the Quick Trip or the Dunkin' Donuts or whatever it is to get their coffee in their morning. And our world would not be as flourishing if those people didn't do it. So everybody understanding their piece of this mosaic of a flourishing world, I think, is really what, at least, when we're talking in the book, that's what we're trying to get across. Pastors, talk to us about the importance of installing and maintaining coffee machines. Talk to us about the importance of collecting the trash, because that's what God wants done.
Tom, the way I see it is that sometimes we embrace an identity that is only part of the answer. It's a manifestation, a slight manifestation of the giftings and talents that God has blessed us with. But God is saying, oh, but there's more. And we say, no, my identity is I'm a pastor. I feel good about this. This is what I'm doing. No, but there's more. No, but you don't understand. I'm counseling these people. I'm helping drug-addled people, have better lives, all in the name of Jesus. No, but there's more. What do you mean there's more? Well, you see, if we're so much hanging on to an identity that is temporal, then we're missing out God's excellence, aren't we, along the way? I know that I'm speaking rather ideologically here, but your book drives me to this zip code that says, oh, but there's more.
Yeah, there's more, and it's what it means to be an image bearer. It's interesting, in the book of Ephesians, the Apostle Paul says that God has given us prophets, apostles, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. For what purpose? To prepare the people of God for If you were to read the Greek, and I don't want to go into too much technicality, but it basically the Greek word means that which they normally do as a job.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's, again, a purpose behind the book is, but let's help pastors or convene shares or Christian coaches or, radio announcers, whatever it is, to start talking to people about the fact that God cares more about, I shouldn't say he doesn't care more about, but he cares about more than what happened in the church.
Exactly. Well, because he knows the end from the beginning, and we're here for a reason, and it's our opportunity to understand and search out what that reason is. I know when I was doing a lot of training, for Salem in Los Angeles, one of the things and that my journey and studies had brought me to realize that according to a U.S. labor study, less than 10% of the U.S. labor force was satisfied, was fulfilled. And I thought, whoa, that's crazy. You know, you think only one out of 10 people is happy to be at the job they're doing. 9 out of 10, it's misery to some level of degree. And go, okay, what's going on? What happened? So then God took me down into a deeper dive and understanding of what that was all about. And a lot of it comes to what I defined as round pegs and square holes. Because, you know, if you're a round peg in a square hole, you've got a lot of friction points. And that is quite irritating and keeps you from being a happy camper, right?
Yeah, no doubt. I had a gentleman that I discipled years ago who was a divorce lawyer. And he literally said to me, you know, I feel like when I go to work on Monday morning, God's holding his nose saying, what are you doing there? As we began to walk through these ideas, finally came to the conclusion is, hey, God, I'm here as a defender. God cares that these messy situations get cleaned up. Just like a doctor fixes a broken bone, I possibly fix or at least bring the best result for the aggrieved member of that marriage. And then all of a sudden, his satisfaction at work completely changed where he said, all of a sudden, God invaded all of my life.
Wow.
And I realized what he had gifted, called, and positioned me to be. And now he's just, you know, when I saw him a couple of weeks ago, and he's saying it's just amazing how much more I'm satisfied now that I know that God really wants me to do what I'm doing.
Kind of amazing, huh? Same job, just a different perspective.
Absolutely,
different perspective.
Fair perspective is what we call it in the book.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's kind of what Abraham experienced, right? When he goes on the hill to sacrifice his son, he has a perspective first going up the hill, and then suddenly he gets a new perspective, and he sees a ram in the thicket. So what happened there?
Yeah, God had placed the opportunity. Interesting thing I find fascinating. If you read the book of Hebrews chapter 11, which we call the Hall of Fame of Faith, which is all about the heroes of the faith. If you go through and look at the people who are actually named, there's 16 of them. Every one of them is a marketplace believer. Every one of them has discovered what you've just pointed out, discovered that there is more to being a shepherd. There is more to being a king. There is more to being a judge than just this, what we would, in quotes, call the spiritual components of it.
And so what happens to your life and the life of others when you apprehend the image-bearer idea that you present in your book?
I'll put it simply this way. God invades all of your life, and it changes you forever.
Oh, you imagine. I mean, why would God not want to do that, and why would we as believers not want that to happen to us?
Yeah, and the theory behind the book is we want people who disciple people that work outside the church to start talking to them about what it is God's called that individual to be.
Dr. Lutz, where can we go for more information?
The book is called Equipping Christians for Kingdom Purpose in Their Work. Should be available most anywhere you buy your books. It's been ordered. It's on its way to Amazon. So I would check there within the next couple of days.
And we'll link it on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Lutz.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia's unprovoked war against Ukraine worsens, even as Russia announced a ceasefire starting Monday morning and the opening of humanitarian corridors in several areas. Its armed forces continued to bomb Ukrainian cities, with rockets hitting residential buildings. Two other ceasefire agreements in recent days were broken when Russian forces lobbed bombs on the fleeing civilians.
We will not forgive the shooting of unarmed people, the destruction of our infrastructure. We will not forgive hundreds and hundreds of victims, thousands and thousands of sufferings. Instead of forgiveness, there will be a day of judgment.
President Zelensky, translated by Sky News. A long line of huge semi-rigs, recreational vehicles, and cars are circling Washington, D.C. this morning, pledging a week of traffic disruptions around the U.S. Capitol, demanding an end to all coronavirus pandemic-related restrictions by the Biden administration. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Nikki Corrine White, who is going to be joining us in just a moment, who has a passion for studying and teaching God's Word, using her story and personal experience to encourage others. She grew up on a farm in western Washington, was adopted with her sister at an early age. Her adoptive father died when she was a teen, and there was no income. She shares how she overcomes adversity and wants to share with others to show them they, too, can have hope in their trials. Nikki, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, I'm glad to be here.
Well, congratulations on your book, Bold, Living Intentionally in Today's World. As you wrote this book, is this your first book, by the way?
This is my third book.
Your third book. But even still, I mean,
yes, but
it's like you do, and you first start, and somebody says, well, you need to write a book. And you go with book one, and you go, how am I going to do this? And because I know, I can relate. I've had several people, and I've got like three books in my brain and parts of my computer all over the place, scattered. I mean, so, you know, but you go about it, and then all of a sudden you realize, oh, my goodness, here I am. I'm on book number three, huh?
Well, someone has to do it. My first book was a story about my adversity growing up, and then everybody kept saying someone needed to rewrite that story, so not really a princess. And then I went into It's Not About the Pie, which kind of stemmed from that. But then Bold, this one this year, is a total different beast. It has a lot more scripture, it's a lot meatier, deeper, and it really is just pointing us that we need to live our life with intention. and take advantage of opportunities to share the gospel.
So here you were, I mean, as we mentioned, I mean, wow, you lose your parents, you're adopted, you lose your adopted father. This is like, wow, what is going on? I mean, this is a bummer. And where were you at in terms of your relationship with God?
I didn't accept Christ. I accepted Christ through my adoptive dad's death.
Mm-hmm.
And the person who did the funeral went down to our farm and invited my sister and my mom and I to that church. And within a few months, we accepted Christ. Life was still really hard because we didn't have an income. And then I ended up going to what's now the Master's University, but then was mm-hmm. Los Angeles Baptist College.
Right.
And just grew in my faith and have been a Bible study teacher. And then about 10 years ago, just realized, or 5 years ago, really realized I needed to do more and get the word out there, even at my age, and get the word kind of out there. And and so this book is really during COVID, when people were just feeling like they had no hope, God is still on the throne and he's still sovereign, and we still need to be diligent to serve him and encourage each other, other believers, to step out on faith and out of their comfort zone. And that's what this book does. It uses testimonies of people who've done extreme things.
Yeah, and that's, you know, we need to hear these stories because we don't hear them. I mean, you're not going to hear them on the mainstream news unless, you know, you go about and there's, you know, books like yours or others who are going out and that can share these testimonies. I'm always so so appreciative when you hear these stories because it reinforces to us that God is active in our lives. We may not see it ourselves, as we were just talking with Dr. Lutz a few minutes ago, but it's, if you have eyes to see and you start hearing these stories, you go, okay, what is it that I'm missing? Why am I not seeing God's hand in my life, when the fact of the matter is God's hand is never lifted off of our lives,
right?
Is he?
It's all around us. It's all around us. And so there's real people that are people still living, that just everyday people. And then there's a section of people who passed away, like Jim Elliot and Corrie Ten Boom and Spurgeon and those kind of people. And then there's examples from the Bible, like Daniel and Abigail and those kind of people, and how the things that they did, they weren't fearful because they knew God had their back. And I think that's what you just said. You know, God's always there. He has us in the palm of his hand, and he's taking care of us no matter the circumstances.
Yeah, this is one of the things that I'm seeing more clear these days myself, Nikki Purr. And that is that maybe what blocks our ability in realizing this force that is available to us is because we're not right with God. You know, you write in your book about living intentionally in today's world. I mean, before, you know, part of that intentionality, it begins right at the very in the beginning, God. If we're not right with God, then what do we, you know, what's going to happen? I mean, I don't know how you live with intentionality without God.
Yeah, I think we really need to pray for opportunities, and we need to be in the Word and just get to know God. I'm a precepts Bible teacher, and so lately we've been a lot in the Old Testament and seeing how God's holy and righteous, and just you really see who he is. And a lot of Christians just read the New Testament, which is wonderful, but you have to get to really know who God is and what his purposes were and what he expects of us. And I think you really see that as you delve more into the Bible. And if you're not strong in your faith, you're exactly right. You can't.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You can't step out and do a bunch of stuff.
Well, and this is what came out for me, Nikki, is that in reading the Old Testament, to your exact point, is you appreciate how exact God is. We were talking about this earlier. It was like, you know, God says, okay, Moses, I want you to build a temple. He didn't say, you know, give me a tent kind of thing. You know, you know, just do, you know, just like, you know, some mishmash, it'll all be okay. Oh, no. I mean, everything was exact, down to the worship. This is how you're going to worship me, and God forbid that you bring the wrong fire to the party. If you do, you're toast, right?
Exactly, and over again, they do what's wrong, and then God punishes them, and even like, you know, having Babylon take over them and that kind of thing. It's like, we don't really think of God as that power. I don't know if we really know about the consequences nowadays. It seems like we are a little more complacent.
Yeah.
We are a little more apathetic, and we need to really understand who he is. And then we need to go step out and do something. We need to be purposeful and intentional in the things we do. I started a video series recently just to connect with people every week so that they could see, help them to see how they can do this every single week. And, and I don't know. I mean, people just get so busy with their lives that they don't take action.
Yeah, well, they don't take the right action. A good friend of mine with the Rutherford Institute, John Whitehead, always talks about knowledge precedes action. And I have conditioned that idea. I love the idea, but I've conditioned it that you have to say the right knowledge, the righteous knowledge, precedes the right action, the righteous action. And that should be noted, people of faith, because when you read about God, as you and I talked about, it is, you've got to be intentional. And understand that he is righteous and holy, and that even though you may say, hey, well, you got to be about the Father's business. Well, but before you get there, you better be right with God. And if you're not right with God, you're going to, find yourself like the Israelites who missed their opportunity when Moses said, look, let's go after, we're going to invade the area. And they said, nah, we don't think so. And so then they realized that they had sinned. And the next day they said, hey, we're going to go. Moses said, don't go. Don't. Because, God's not with you. You missed it.
Mm-hmm.
And they went and they got clobbered, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until they got right with God, they repented, got right with God, and then they went out with God's blessing. See, and that, our human instinct, because we're, I always tell people, we live in a microwave world, we in a culture that sits in front of or stands in front of a microwave and we yell, hurry up, it just doesn't go fast enough. Well, that doesn't fit into God's economy. And we have to be careful to understand the things of the world are of the world. We need to embrace and apprehend the things of God, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. And I think it's great to be able to live in a country where I can write a book and people can just go buy it and freely read it. And we're so fortunate to be able to sit in church and read our Bibles and go to Bible studies and study and be able to have that ability to learn more about
exactly.
God, where some places in the world you can't do that.
Yeah, without a doubt. She's the author of the book, Not Really a Princess, and it's not about the pie, A Fresh Look at Hospitality. And her new book, Bold, Living Intentionally in Today's World.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance?
Thank you,
Nikki. Tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something
something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. In a recent Barna study, Americans believe it or not, 52% of Christians say there's no such thing as absolute truth. Can you believe that? 52% say there's no such thing as absolute truth. I don't know how you can be a Christian if you don't believe there's absolute truth. 41% believe all people are basically good. 43% of born-again Americans do not believe that Satan is a person, but merely a symbol of evil. Well, these statistics demonstrate a pervasive and insidious slide away from God's truth, even in the church. This, according to our next guest, David Johnson, and he joins us now. David, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
And blessings to you. Thank you for the opportunity to be with you.
Well, it's a war, and Christians are the high-value targets, but is anyone noticing, you ask?
Well, that certainly is the question, because the war that's going on is not just Ukraine and different parts of the world. It is a war zone, and we are all living in it in real time right now. The world is no longer a playground. It is a battlefield, and the war is on.
Well, people are increasingly upset with the images, speaking of which, that we're seeing in Ukraine, innocents being slaughtered, the destruction that is happening because one despot decided that he wants their sovereign country. And meanwhile, I mean, the world is conflicted over all this. Evil has raised its head, and we're paralyzed. And so what is that saying, first of all, about America, who has been the moral compass, if I might say, for the world by and large, that we're frozen into paralysis, and the rest of the world, who is you know, has been inspired by America, they no longer find inspiration from this country. This is a sad state of affairs on many levels that we find ourselves looking at.
For true. Evil is not content to live side by side with that which is good. Evil's agenda is to destroy the good. That is what's going on in America, and probably the reason why we've lost a lot of international influence, because good is under attack. Now, we were warned about this, weren't we, in mm-hmm. Scripture?
Yes.
When the Scripture says, in the last days, perilous times shall come, and men shall be despisers of those that are good. The war is a moral war. It's a lack of moral intelligence, and unfortunately for us, David, it seems to have penetrated to the high echelons of leadership. Mm-hmm. The court system is now legalizing immorality. Legalizing evil, the legislature, and we're in deep, deep trouble because from the top down, all of our virtues are under assault because evil is not content to let good survive.
There's no doubt corruption has set in. It has been so insidious and pervasive to such a degree that people are numb. And we're being conditioned along the way to accept this. I mean, look at the Bible said in the book of Isaiah, in those days, that which is evil will be called good, good evil. Yeah. And we're right smack dab in the middle of it, right?
We are right in the middle of it. And it's time for everybody to be on high, high alert. Mm-hmm. We are at war. And we the enemy of our of us is complacency within. Mm-hmm. Because we have lost our, I like what you said about the moral compass. We have mm-hmm. lost our moral compass. And so right. here we are. The war is on. Mm-hmm. And good people are the ones that are going to be assaulted. And laws are being passed, as you probably know, mm-hmm. The Finland story,
yes.
where they have hate laws now, and it's described as ethnic irritation. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to get jail terms because they say something of their religious faith that it irritates other people.
Right.
And Canada's already passed what they call conversion therapy laws. Mm-hmm. In other words, it's against the law to convert somebody under the guise of therapy or any other forum if they are a trans whatever you want to call them and you try mm-hmm. to convert them, you've broken the law.
Exactly.
And those those anti-conversion therapy laws are heading to our legislature now. And it will become increasingly illegal to be moral mm-hmm. and to take a stand for anything that's godly, right, or for truth. It is truth that has fallen in the streets.
Exactly.
And it's reached all the way to the upper echelons. We're in big trouble. And it begins, I think, David, with, and I so appreciate what you do.
Mm-hmm. It's Bill. It's Bill. You call me David. It's kind of my hidden middle name assumed from my grandfather, and I assume it at times out of respect for God's man after his own heart. But it's Bill. Go ahead. You're David. I'm Bill. It's okay.
Well, Bill, I appreciate what you're doing because you're doing what first line is alertness.
Yes.
The Christian world needs to wake up, and that's what you do on your show, Bill. Mm. And so go for it. I mean, everybody should be supporting what you do because unless we are aware of what's going on, we shall never respond. It's like the term, I forget the fellow's name just now, slips my mind, but in order for evil to triumph, it's only necessary that the good people do nothing.
Exactly.
You know? Mm-hmm. And so high alert. This is a time. We're at war, and the stakes have never been higher.
And we're being compelled, as you said, to disband truth, to abandon morality. This is what's happening, and it's an upside-down world, and people of conscience and faith want to sit there and complain about it. I said, stop complaining. You know, you've got to fortify yourself and understand that, you know, Jehovah God, all-powerful God that rose Jesus from the dead, knew this was going to happen. He told us in advance this was going to happen. And it wasn't that he said, hey, this is going to happen, just lay down and roll over, right?
Exactly. In fact, he gave us the armor, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
The armor thing is really important.
Without a doubt. But if you don't use it, you're going to a gunfight, you know, buck naked, if I can put it in those terms. And that's idiocy.
Exactly.
Right. And Paul reminds us, as having done all to fight, having done all to stand, what do? You keep standing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And what's interesting, Bill, about the armor is that the first piece of armor is very intriguing. It talks about having your loins girded about with truth.
Yes.
And the fall is an immoral fall. It's our loins are our reproductive parts of the body. The first thing one should put on in the armor is protection for your sexuality. How do you do that? You do that by arming yourselves. Remember, the armor has to do with the truth. Guarding up your loins with truth. What truth? It's specific truth. The truth about sexuality. Proverbs 5, 6, 7, 9. Mm-hmm. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 1 to 8. Corinthians 10. 2 Timothy 2, 22, where Paul was admonishing Timothy, flee youthful lust. Unless the whole sexual thing has become the core downfall of morality, because if you're going to be immoral that way, then immorality other ways is nothing by comparison. And we now endorse it, promote it. Our videos are strong. Our Hollywood productions, our music, and so the enemy has taken over a lot of media, and that's, again, Bill, why what you're doing is really important. Let's fight the fight.
Well, the other part, again, in terms of the reproductive system, at the very core, it's life. That's what this is, right? And God is life, l'chaim, you know, that we must understand. People hear and they think sexuality. They think, oh, well, you know, wait a minute. You're stopping too soon. You need to go deep into this to appreciate and apprehend the blessing of life. And what does that represent? And that is the basis of truth. And when you see the truth, then you can become and apprehend the next step, which is the breastplate of righteousness, right? Because that gives us the right standing. Now we can communicate with God, and we can better understand. But you're exactly right, and this is why this show, and the reason I believe that God, you know, brought this show into being 12 years ago, because I said, God, if this is really what you want me to do, because I'd been away from the microphone for, like, I don't know, 25, 30 years, David, and God says, no, we want you to come back, and I go, yeah, but I was a disc jockey, I was a total juvenile, and now I want you to do a talk show, a Christian talk show, and I said, Lord, if it's based on if I might ask this, if this is what you're calling me to do, could it be a biblical worldview based on truth? God says, you're my guy.
You got it. Amen! Exclamation mark after that.
Yeah, and
it's
here we are.
Because they know the truth. It's the truth that sets people free, and that's the big thing right now. That's why I spend some time on this book called High Value Target,
and it'll be linked. And it'll be linked on our website too, as well. David Johnson, thank you.
About the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity. This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of...